Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
BetSweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, every Wednesday, buddy Nate Collins, he drops by the show. Follow him on X, all his social medias, at BigN98, he of the Greenlight Podcast. Nate, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good. How about you guys?
Yeah, no complaints. We're trying to figure out how many points it's worth to the line when a football team comes in and removes all the toys from the locker room. I don't know if you saw this story. The Ravens are done messing around. They're taking out the ping pong table, the video games, the basketball hoop, the bean bags. Everything is out of the locker room. They mean business now against the Bears.
I think this is a bad – I think if you've ever been a part of a team and this happens, and I have been, like, honestly, all it does, it ruins kind of like – the team morale in the locker room. Like, there's no camaraderie. Like, playing those games and doing that is time for guys to kind of, like, to build camaraderie, to kind of talk about, hey, like, how bad things are going. Hey, how can we make it better? It just makes it a lot easier to do that in that type of setting rather than just sitting in your lockers all moping or looking at the ground or just figuring out, like, hey, we suck right now. Like, what are we going to do to turn it around? Like, ping pong and the foosball table, that's not why you're losing. And I just feel like coaches sometimes they overreact and they kind of want to try to change the culture of what's going on. And I just feel like if you're doing this now, it means that it's already been a bad culture inside, and in the past you guys have been winning, so all this stuff hasn't been addressed, and now you're trying to address it when you guys have a record like you have now. And I just feel like it doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't make me feel like they're going to come out and play better than they have been,
because they might be pissed. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what happened? Give us the situation. Please tell me it was the Bears. When did this sort of thing happen with you?
Yeah, the trust.
I don't know.
Your apple slices or what happened?
I think it was the Bears, and yes. It was just like, also too, it's one of those things where guys could be in there arguing or betting or being upset heading into practice, and that can also make a coach be like, hey, you guys are worried about losing video games rather than winning real games. So, and if Lamar is going to be back, which I think he is, obviously they're going to play better and they're going to play different. So if they win, it's one of those things where I don't know if next week we hear, oh, they got the ping pong table back, but it's not going to be because of that. It's going to be because Lamar Jackson played well and because Derrick Henry played well if they win.
I do remember that first training camp. That was one of my first years around the Bears, 2013. That was your last year in Chicago, and they brought in Trestman, and he's like, we're going to go to the pool and sing Kumbaya and eat orange slices. And I'm like, this ain't going to work. Like, I just like that. I know it works in the CFL maybe, but that had to be a culture change for you guys, right?
No, it definitely was. I tell people all the time, Tressman was an amazing coach, and this is crazy to say, is just that his one downfall, I thought, is that he never MF'd us. He never got, like, really mad or kind of, like, established, like, that type of dominance as a head coach. And we had a lot of egos on our team, and I feel like if he did that a couple of times to kind of show, like, hey, I'm the coach, I'm running this, I think it would have bode better for him. But X's and O's, probably one of the smartest coaches I've ever been around in my entire life, hands down.
Mm. He had no chance, man. correct me if I'm wrong, half the locker room was pissed about Lovie and what the Bears did to him. So it was going to be tough to win people over.
Absolutely. Lovie, everyone loved Lovie. And then the season that we had when Lovie got fired, it's kind of one game away from making the playoffs. It was different time for a lot of those vets in there, and a lot of people in Chicago at that time didn't really understand or think that was fair. So whoever was going to be the coach, it was going to be a tough spot.
Let's turn the page and let's talk about football this weekend as opposed to football from 12 years ago. That's my fault. It's my fault.
No, I love those. Hey, man, it's nostalgia day. Last night, everybody's watching NBA on NBC, thinking about Jordan, Bird, Patrick Ewing. Like, it's fine. People love it.
All right. You want me to go back in my toolbox?
No, we're good.
No. All right. We're good. We're going to move forward. Okay.
No,
all right.
No. Nate's having bad flashbacks. They made him sit next to offensive players in his locker room.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So the Bengals have Joe Flacco now. Not Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco. And they are a 6.5-point favorite against the Jets. You want to talk bad? Let's talk Jets. They've made the quarterback change. They go to Tyrod Taylor. The Bengals just won on Thursday. Everybody watched Ja'Marr Chase catch a million passes. Is there any way you would consider a bet on the Jets at +6.5 or +7?
I can't do it this week. I can't. I just feel like every week we're going to see Joe Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins. I think we're just going to see them get better and better. Obviously, like, what people have to understand, Joe Flacco joined this team, 2 weeks ago in the middle of the week. And it's one of those things where it's very, very impressive everything he's been able to do. And, yeah, last game, even if it was just throw the ball at Ja'Marr Chase, the fact that they can do that at a high clip and they haven't even been in the building or throwing passes and catching passes from each other for a month yet, I just think that every week we're going to see them get a lot better. And the Jets are a team that they do have a pretty decent defense, but I just don't think this is the week where – they maybe step it up and try to stop Joe Flacco. I think Joe Flacco, he's settling in, and this offense, he's realizing he has a lot of weapons, and I think it could get scary for some teams offensive wise playing the Bengals coming up.
With Nate Collins, Green Light Pod, I'm sure you're hearing it from Eagles fans this week. They got to feel pretty good about how Hurts looked, how that deep ball was rolling against an excellent defense in Minnesota. They just played the Giants. So what do you think about this spot? It's a revenge spot. They lose to the Giants by a couple of scores. Now they get the Giants in their building before they go on bye. What do you think about the 5-2 Eagles against the G-Men this weekend?
Eagles are so hard. They're so hard to try to understand sometimes. And I feel like the Giants as well, like, they're coming off a terrible loss. So I don't know if that means this week, even though it's Eagle week, I don't know if it gets coached that much harder this week. And maybe that defense and those guys really try to rise to the challenge and Dable can get those guys focused and thinking about it being a divisional game and how we just beat them and we have the recipe and if they can do it again. I just feel like the Giants are playing good football. It's a bad loss. Hopefully they can get over it and keep it moving. But I like the +7. I kind of like that number if you're going to take a bet on that game. But if the Eagles come out and they continue to do, if Jalen Hurts plays the way he did, it's going to be hard for teams to beat the Eagles, if I'm being honest.
I told Joe the story on Monday. I was having a cookout at the house on Sunday, and I had a buddy here who took all of his Survivor entries and put them on Denver. And he was not happy for three quarters. If you could have seen him, though, in the fourth quarter, just watch him watch the game when Denver scores 33 in the fourth. He was having the most fun of his entire life at my house in the fourth quarter, man.
Our producer Reed is a big Broncos fan, so he of course was loving that game. And if any Broncos fans out there, like, I just feel bad for the people. If you were at the game, you're a Broncos fan and you left early, like, golly, did you pick a wrong game to leave early on? And it was a crazy one, because that many points in the fourth quarter is absolutely absurd.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So Sam's been having fun with you with your Super Bowl prediction, and on the AFC side, you're looking smart. Like, the Patriots haven't played tough teams. They got a tough defense this week, though, but they just keep going out, getting the job done. Drake May has now entered the MVP conversation. But I want to talk about the other side. They do win again. I'm talking about Green Bay, your Green Bay pick. Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh, Green Bay favored by 3. But since those first couple of games, like, the Packers are doing what they have to do to win. I can't say that I've been impressed with what I've seen. What do you think about what you've seen from Green Bay heading into this game in Pittsburgh after they lose a game that they should have won last week?
Hey, this is what I tell people. You don't got to be impressive to win the Super Bowl. You don't got to be impressive to win games. And I just feel like Green Bay is a team that – they're gritty and they just find a way to win games. They have a capable quarterback, and they're a team on offense. If they don't turn the ball over, they're going to at least flip the field position or get into field goal range, if not score. They have a defense now with Micah Parsons that absolutely terrorizes any offense. So it's one of those things that they absolutely have the formula to keep it going. And yes, like, after the first couple of games, seeing them kind of score at a high clip, I think they'll get Jacobs going. I don't think Green Bay is necessarily going to be the team this year that's going to be winning games by 10 points, 14 points. I think they have a team that they're going to be able to stay in games, score with teams, and make stops like we've seen with Micah kind of ending this last game. I think that's what they have their focus on, and they've been doing that.
Dr. Fax has the number one seed in the NFC right now, Green Bay, and the number two seed in the AFC. So what do I know? I know nothing. I had right. Buffalo, San Francisco. San Francisco's winning, but I don't know that can last. If you had a coach of the year vote, Dr. Fax, are you going Vrabel? Are you going Steichen, Peyton, Shanahan, Bowles?
He's going Cohen.
You know what's funny? I don't – obviously, like, there's – I should know this if there's other awards for this, but I don't know if you can get it, give it to an assistant coach, but I'm giving it to Robert Saleh. Like, I'm absolutely giving it to Robert Saleh. What he's doing with the 49ers defense is so impressive to me. Them losing Bosa and Fred Warner and you – like having the next man up, like guys in the building ready to play the way that they played the last game. Me as being an ex third string practice squad guy, last man on the 53, like just floating back and forth. It's one of those things where every team has those guys and like you're just waiting for your shot. You're never hoping guys get hurt, but you know that's part of the game. And if guys get hurt, like sometimes you only get one chance to prove that you're ready to play in those spots. And I think the 49ers defense as a whole this year with all the injuries and plug and play that they had to do, I think Robert Saleh should really, really be commended on his job, how he just jumped in there. And these guys every week, it doesn't matter if you know who the players are, they're out there making the plays that they need to. And it's very impressive.
Yeah. So the assistant coach of the year, you can't find it every sports book, but that's a brand new award that is just starting this year. And I think you're right. Like that's the dude that is going to get a lot of attention if he hasn't already. All right. We got to talk about Virginia. Here's the week, man. North Carolina. The line is 10.5. How much are they going to win by?
Bro, I think we're going to blow the doors off. I think we have to. I think we have to start. We have to start thinking about these voters and all this stuff later on in the year, these just in case. Like, we had a close one last game. I mean, to win a game on a safety homecoming weekend is absolutely crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's a game that towards the end of it, I was like, golly, if we lose this game like this, this is going to be crazy. And we got a gift. I don't know why that offer Turner called a fair catch like he did, but that game, just watching it and us winning it, I was so grateful. But I think that Virginia, now we have to start thinking about putting our foot on these teams' throats, trying to run the score up in these games and getting ready for the postseason. Top 12, the college football playoffs. I'm loving it. I'm loving the way the Hoos are going right now. And it looks like if we keep playing the way we do, the way we have been playing, it looks like we'll be playing Miami in the ACC championship game. And I like our offense, the way we play and score points right now, that we can play against anyone in the country. So it's going to be an exciting back half of the football season for the Hoos. But I think we're about to put belt to ass to Belichick this weekend, honestly. And I can't wait. I don't think Belichick is going to pick this week where it's all going to turn around. No.
Join the party. The long list of teams that have been smashing the Tar Heels. Virginia going to be one of them. I think you're right. Looking forward to seeing it. All right, Nate, enjoy the weekend of games. We'll talk to you next week. Nate Collins here of the Green Light Pod. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll play some 3-2-1 on college football conference futures. We'll talk about that at ACC next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.